Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats senior girls wrestlers Riley Quayle and Mackenzie McMahon, who have committed to Iowa Central Community College to continue their wrestling careers at the collegiate level. I sat down with Quayle and McMahon to discuss their love for wrestling, their wrestling careers at Humboldt, and their future at Iowa Central. Mackenzie, what first gravitated you towards wrestling? Because you started, what was it, in 10th grade?
Yeah, I just wasn't very good at basketball. Kind of wanted to just try something new, and girls wrestling was new at the time, so it was a good time to start.
How quickly did you kind of gravitate to liking the sport? I mean, was it something that you liked immediately?
No, it took a while to get used to it, and then once I started winning, I liked it a lot more than when I was losing.
And then Riley, for you, when you started wrestling also at the 10th grade level, I know it's something you've been around your entire life, you said?
Since I was probably like 7, my brothers and my cousins have all wrestled, and then it sparked my interest as I moved here and got older and thought it was something I could actually do.
What got you started wrestling for Humboldt?
I wanted something that relied on myself, the amount of work you put in, you get to take the credit for that. And, you know, I just got heavy in the weightlifting and thought that was a better option than basketball.
Going back to you, Mackenzie, it's your senior year. What kind of expectations do you have going into this year, your final year wrestling for Humboldt?
I kind of want to place at the state tournament. The biggest goal is getting there. It's really new. A lot of girls have experience this year, so it's kind of a more difficult task than it has been in past years. But other than making it to state, I want to set an example for the younger girls and ensure that they're going to stick out with the sport. I don't want them to give up. I want them to have bigger examples to show that they can actually be successful and it's not just a silly sport.
When it got to be a sanctioned sport last year, how cool was that, getting to participate in that?
Well, last year I spectated due to injuries. So getting to see my girls compete on the mat with it sanctioned was pretty cool. And then at the state tournament, when they announced it, that it was on the books for the next year, it was pretty cool. They had a big announcement and gave out some free shirts to grow the sport.
For you, Riley, you're coming off injury, senior year now. What are your expectations coming into your last year getting to wrestle for Humboldt?
My standards are pretty high, placing second at the state tournament my first year. You know, I don't want to be back on that side of the podium again. And over the off season, just really pushing the pace and doing better, hitting the weights, always pushing myself past the limit. I really want to be up there on the state podium and do better than I did my sophomore year.
Riley, as you get ready for your last year, do you have a favorite memory wrestling part of this program for Humboldt?
My favorite memory was right before my finals match, an elderly woman spilt some coffee on my shoes, so me and Luke had to go to the gas station and buy a Tide-to-go stick.
You're both committed to Iowa Central. Riley, what attracted you about the school academically and athletically to go wrestle for the Tritons?
My sophomore year, Zach was at the state tournament and really helped me out and started talking to me, boost my confidence, and was just a nice guy. And Iowa Central happens to have the program that I want to go into in the future. So studying there, being close to home so my family can support me still, really was the deciding factor. And I like the style of work they do in their wrestling room and his standards for the wrestlers, and just being close to home is always nice because you can get your home crowd back.
Now, Mackenzie, for you committing to Iowa Central, what was it about the school and wrestling program that caught your eye?
The main reason I'm planning on Iowa Central is the close to home factor. I really don't want to go far away from the family. Academically, they have good medical programs there, and that's the plan. Athletically, Maria committed there, so that kind of brought the interest. They were one of the first girls' college programs, and seeing that someone from Humboldt could do it gave me motivation that I could do it. And Zach is a good motivational guy. He comes around and he makes sure we know that we're doing good, gives us tips, and really it's just a family there that I'm excited to be a part of.
And then how would you both want to be remembered as Humboldt Wildcats when it's all said and done wrestling?
I want to be remembered being one of the first girls on the team. We were there when it was sanctioned. The younger girls are all looking up to us right now, and I want to be remembered in that way, just as a role model for those girls, and hopefully be remembered as one of the girls that got to place at state, but mainly just making sure that those girls know that there's always someone there that they can look up to and come to if they're needing any extra motivation or help.
I would like to be known as the leader, helping the younger girls out, you know, always being there for them, knowing that they're not alone and that they have extra support other than just the coaches. Also, being a two-time runner-up, if not a champion for Humboldt, you know, just bouncing back from injuries and proving people wrong that I really can come back and do well and, you know, help the youngers.
Thank you, Mackenzie and Riley, for joining us here on Coach's Corner. I want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming season and for your collegiate careers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats senior girls wrestlers Riley Coyle and Mackenzie McMahon. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.